Chapter 19. Unbreakable. The room had a cement slab to sleep on with four posts on it in case they needed to chain you down. They try to break you in prison. They try to destroy your mind until your sense of self shatters into a billion pieces. If you're especially obstinate, they give you a dose of what they call diesel therapy. It goes like this. For a month, they move you from prison to prison every 2 or 3 days, pulling you from sleep in the middle of the night, or pulling you off the toilet when there's still shit coming out of your asshole. They don't care. The goal is to keep you moving and never let you feel settled in any one place. They stick you in a holding area before they move you, and all you have is the orange jumpsuit you're wearing. You can't even take a toothbrush. You're a number, not a person. You don't own anything. Then they shackle you and put you on a bus, chaining you together with a dozen others like animals, and drive you for 5 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. You can't be sure how long and don't know where you're headed. No food or water. Two guards stand watch in the bus with shotguns. The toilet is in a little cage out in the open, but most guys end up pissing and shitting themselves before they can get to it. When you arrive at your new temporary prison, you're thrown into another holding area. You'd be lucky if at that point they toss you a moldy cheese sandwich. After a few hours, the correctional officers, COs, take you to a new cell or bunk that you're sharing with a 6'6" savage named Bubba, who you've just woken up and he's really mad. He wants to kill you. He probably has a shiv under his dirty blanket. I learned how to handle guys like Bubba. Listen, you fat motherfucker. I'd say right away, giving them a crazed look as soon as the officer left. Maybe your arms are as big as my legs, but don't fuck with me, because eventually you'll fall asleep. See? But I never sleep. And you'll wake up with me on top of you, biting your ears and nose off, biting your entire face. So leave me the fuck alone. You're the craziest white guy I've ever met in my life, they'd say. I got the nickname the Italian Hannibal Lecter without ever...